I'm Martine Helou-Allen, and welcome to Righteous Interruption, a podcast for those who courageously and passionately seek ways to go beyond their status quo and thrive through a life well lived. Thank you for joining today's episode as we level up and thrive together. Thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Righteous Interruption. I can't even believe it. It's episode 8 already. Feels like I just started this yesterday. It has been such an awesome journey so far, very fun and very also transformative for me going through this, the exercises of doing and preparing these podcasts. So I really appreciate you listening, and I appreciate all of you sort of telling other people about this podcast and growing this audience. It really is such a privilege for me to do this. Now, for those of you who maybe haven't listened to the earlier podcasts, or maybe some of you who would like a little bit of a reminder, one of the things that really was important to me when I was thinking about Righteous Interruption and the sort of the angle and the purpose of this podcast is the truth of this statement is that if we keep doing what we're doing, we will keep getting what we're getting. And I wanted for this podcast to be about encouraging you to transform and also equipping you through just our discussions and truth that I share with you, the supernatural power that Christ gives you to thrive. No matter what your circumstance is, He will allow you and equip you to thrive and to enjoy your life and to really just live into all of those fruits of the Spirit that He promises you. All of the goodness that everyone wants from this life, it all comes from God. Everything good comes from Him. And so therefore, if we want to experience goodness in our life, we want to experience love and success and peace and all of those things, we cannot get those outside of a relationship with God. We may experience those temporarily by doing different things, but it will not actually be your life. They will only be momentary experiences. And God doesn't want you to sell yourself short. He wants you to really experience what it is like to live transcendent, if you would, rising and living above the world so that you can see all of the gifts that He gives you when you allow for Him to live inside of you and when you allow your perspective on life to be transformed so that you can let Him be the one that is leading your life, Him be the one that is dictating your decisions, right? And it's kind of like Him being the measuring stick. So I see too a lot of the kids that I coach and a lot of the people that I work with who are suffering from substance use, addiction, and other destructive behaviors and addictions to those destructive behaviors. When we get into conversations, when I'm coaching with them and trying to inspire in them an intrinsic motivation to change the way they see things, the way they live, their actions, all of those things, we often get on the subject of faith because they will ask, so where does God fit into all of this? And I said, oh, very, very well. In fact, perfectly. I have a rule that I share that I have given my kids. And, you know, because we as parents, we try to say to ourselves, okay, well, what should I say in this situation? What kind of advice should I give to my kid? When is this right? When is this wrong? And it just became so confusing to me as a parent. I'm like, oh my gosh, every situation is different. Lord, can you please give me a formula that applies to everything? And when I asked him that, he sure did. He made it really easy. Just like he said, his yoke is easy, and it is. And he inspired me through the Holy Spirit to hear this statement, which is, if it's not good, it's not of God. And if it's not of God, it's not for you. And I say that to my kids. I'm like, that is the measuring stick right there. Say those to my own two boys. And I say that to everybody that opens up the conversation of faith when I'm helping to coach them out of a destructive behavior. I said, that's your gauge. If it's not good, meaning righteous, if it's not good, it's not of God. And if it's not of God, it's not for you, because every good thing comes from him. And so we have to make sure that we are in alignment. And guess what? If you keep doing what you're doing that is resulting in the destructive behavior and the nature of it, you know, costing you in your life, well, then you're going to have to change what you're doing in order to get the outcome to change. And that starts with shifting perspective. So on today's Righteous Interruption episode, I want to talk about what I mean by the phrase, obey it to claim it. Essentially, we have to become all in by obeying before we can think about even knowing what the possible benefits of a certain behavior are. So, as usual, we use Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest, and I choose a devotion from that that inspires a subject. And this one today is entitled, Will I Bring Myself Up to This Level? 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That should be the goal. Today, I'm going to try something a little bit different. I'm going to try reading this devotion, but also interjecting a little bit when I hear the Holy Spirit speak to me, maybe trying to simplify some of what Chambers is saying, because sometimes it can get very, very deep. And I have very much enjoyed being open to hearing what God has to say when I'm reading these devotions. And really, it's part of the reason why I wanted to do the Righteous Interruption podcast, because all of these devotions essentially are righteous interruptions and have certainly been interruptions in my thought process. And I'm like, I can't keep this to myself. I have got to share this. So we're going to try that today, and hopefully it goes well. If it doesn't, then I won't do it for the next episode. I promise. So it starts by saying, therefore, having these promises. Chambers says, I claim God's promises for my life and look to their fulfillment, and rightly so, but that shows only the human perspective on them. God's perspective is that through his promises, I will come to recognize his claim of ownership on me. Who wants to be claimed? We want to own ourselves. Just like in the last episode, we want to own our destiny. However, when we take ourselves outside of the human perspective and we take on God's perspective, we will recognize that he actually does have claim. And until we submit to that, until we submit in complete obedience, we cannot reap the benefits of that claim that he has on our life. So for example, Chambers said, do I realize that, quote unquote, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, unquote? Or am I condoning some habit in my body which clearly could not withstand the light of God on it? That is just powerful to me. And he references 1 Corinthians 6:19 on that. I mean, like, wow. One of the things that this reminds me of was when I decided to change the way that I was dressing. It was because that, like, I'm carrying the Holy Spirit in my body. And so that very statement of, could that withstand the light of God on it? And guess what? Those mini skirts, out. Those crop tops, out. Completely incompatible. And I wasn't even mad about it. It wasn't like, well, I'm going to wear this anyway, or I was offended. I was not. I actually loving and willingly did that because it was not compatible. So Oswald continues, God formed his son in me through sanctification, setting me apart from sin and making me holy in his sight. See Galatians 4:19. But I must begin. This is where ownership comes in. I must begin to transform my natural life into spiritual life by obedience to him. If it's not good, it's not of God. And if it's not of God, it's not for me. That ties in perfectly. So God instructs us even in the smallest details of life, Chambers says. And when he brings you conviction of sin, do not, quote unquote, confer with flesh and blood. Do not have a discussion with your rational mind. Do not have a discussion with how the world thinks. It is a waste of time. But cleanse yourself from it at once, as Galatians 1:16 says. Keep yourself cleansed in your daily walk. I must cleanse myself from all filthiness in my flesh and my spirit until both are in harmony with the nature of God. So what he's saying here is essentially you want to bring your actions into harmony with the spirit that resides in you. Otherwise, there will be permanent conflict there caused by your choices not to finally submit and obey. Here's a question that Chambers poses. He says, is the mind of my spirit in perfect agreement with the life of the Son of God in me, or am I mentally rebellious and defiant? He also asks, am I allowing the mind of Christ to be formed in me, as Philippians 2 verse 5 calls us to do? And it's okay if it's not. It's not a shameful thing. Don't let Satan and evil work in your mind to say, well, it's not, so I can't, you know, I've already burned that bridge. No, you haven't. It's okay that it's not. God is calling you through his love to say, please show me. And when I see it, help me to correct it. That puts the biggest smile on God's face for you to say, I've done wrong, but can you please lead me into the path of righteousness by making a correction and helping me to see that. Oswald continues, Christ never spoke of his right hand, of his right to himself, but always maintained an inner vigilance to submit his spirit continually to his Father. I also have the responsibility to keep my spirit in agreement with his spirit. And when I do, Jesus gradually lifts me up to the level where he lived, a level of perfect submission to his Father's will, where I pay no attention to anything else. How awesome is that? He carries that burden if we only let him. He does the work. Oswald also asks, am I perfecting this kind of holiness in the fear of God? Is God having his way with me, and are people beginning to see God in my life more and more? Y'all, at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want for people to see God in us more and more. Because in their suffering, in their questioning of life, they're going to come to you. And they're going to ask you for comfort. They're going to ask you for guidance. That's the purpose of us being on this planet, is to show God and offer God to more people that are living in a world that needs him more than ever. God needs for us to obey him and cultivate that in ourselves and then be ready to share it with the world. Chambers concludes by saying, be serious in your commitment to God and gladly leave everything else alone. Literally, put God first in your life. That is what I would say to anyone, is that stop trying to make corrections. Stop trying to put band-aids on things in your life. If you have not decided to put God first in your life, the rest is meaningless. That's where you need to start. Obey God's command to love God above all things, with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength. And he will give you everything. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode, and I look forward to joining you all again next week on Righteous Interruption. In the meantime, if you'd like to hear past podcasts and would like to go to our website, gives a little bit of a bio about me. That website is righteousinterruption.com. You can also email me directly if you've got suggestions about show topics, if you would like to be considered to be interviewed on the program. I am going to start interviewing people to share their testimonies about great righteous interruptions that have occurred in their life, and would love for you to be one of those if you'd like to share. So my direct email is righteousinterruption@gmail.com. And remember, always be striving toward transformation, and know that Christ will be good. He will answer you, and He has the only supernatural power that's necessary for you to thrive.